Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Guru Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Guru Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, Text 38. How to chant this? Do you know the meter? Prananata suna mada sacha nipita aja amada sarada mada. Anyways. Prananata.
Prananata.
Shuna.
Shuna.
Mora,
Mora,
Satya,
Satya,
Nivedana,
Nivedana,
Vraja,
Vraja,
Amara,
Amara,
Sadhana,
Sadhana,
Tahan,
Tahan,
Tomara,
Tomara,
Sangama,
Sangama,
Napaili,
Napaili,
Na Rahe,
Jivana,
Prananata Shunna Mora Satya Nivedana. Raja Amara Sadhanata Hantomara Sangama. Na Paile Na Rahe. Well, no, that's not how to do it. Do you know? I only know how to do it like. Shri Guru Charana Padma. Na Paile Na Rahe Jivana. Prananata Shunna Mora Satya Nivedana.
Prananata Shunna Mora Satya Nivedana.
Raja Amara Sadhana Tahanta Mora Sangama.
Raja Amara Sadhana.
Na paile na rahe jivana. Prananata suna mara sati nivedana.
Prananata suna mara sati nivedana.
Raja amara sadhana tahanto mara sangama.
Raja amara sadhana tahanto
mara sangama. Na paile na rahe jivana.
Thank you.
Ladies. Prananata.
Prananata.
O my Lord, Master of my life.
O my Lord, Master of my life. O Uram Iratamura. O Uram Iratamura.
Shuna.
Shuna.
Please hear.
Please hear. Kera Kavashme.
Kera Kavashme.
Mora.
Mora.
Mai.
Mai.
Enim.
Enim.
Satya.
Satya.
True.
True.
Igaz.
Nivedana.
Nivedana.
Sabhishit.
Kerala.
Kerala.
Vraja.
Vraja.
Vrindavan.
Vrindavan.
Amara.
Amara.
Mai.
Mai. Enim.
Sadhana.
Sadhana.
Place.
Place.
Hey.
Tahan.
Tahan.
There. Tomara,
your
Sangama,
association,
Napaile,
if I do not get
Na,
not
Rahi,
does remain.
Jivana,
Jivana,
life.
Life.
Translation. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life.
Az én otthonom Vrindavan, és ott várjam a társaságokra. Ám ha nem kapom meg, nagyon nehéz lesz életben maradnom.
Purport. Only when the mind is free from designations can one desire the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Az ember csak akkor várhat az Istenség legfelsőbb személyisége társaságára, amikor elméje teljesen mentes a különféle megjelölésektől.
The mind must have some occupation.
Az elmét mindig leköti valami.
If a person is to be free of material things, his mind cannot be vacant. There must be subject matters for thinking, feeling, and willing.
Ha valaki meg akar szabadulni az anyagi dolgoktól, elméje nem lehet üres, kell lennie valaminek, amiről gondolkodik, amit érez,
unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and a desire to serve Krishna, the mind will be filled with material activities.
Az ember elméje nincs teli Krishnával kapcsolatos gondolatokkal, Krishna iránti érzésekkel és azzal a vágya, hogy Krishnát szolgálja, akkor anyagi tevékenységet fogják letölteni.
Those who have given up all material activities and have ceased thinking of them should always retain the ambition to think of Krishna.
Azoknak, akik lemondtak minden az evitetről, és nem gondolnak többé ezekre, mindig meg kell őrizniük azt a vágyat, hogy Krisnára gondoljanak.
Without Krishna, one cannot live, just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind.
Krishna nélkül az ember nem élhet, éppen úgy, ahogy nem élhet anélkül sem, hogy elméjének valamiféle élvezetben lenne része.
Homa gyanatimirandasya garanjana salakaya chakshu unmiritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha hukam kuroti vachalam pangam mangayate garim yat kripa tamaham mande shri gurun dinatarana nama om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale shimate bhaktivedanta swami iti namane namaste sarasate deve gauravani pacharane Niravishesha Shanyavari Pastachyade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare This is Lord Chaitanya speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Place is at the Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya exhibiting the mood of Srimati Radharani, she is speaking to Lord Jagannath. He is speaking to Lord Jagannath in the mood of Radharani. And because he considers Lord Jagannath to be the Lord of his life. And as we know, then Lord Chaitanya was present at the Rath Yatra festival. The mood which he was expressing here in these verses and so many other verses was the mood of Radharani coming to take or desiring to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. The residents of Vrindavan were feeling very distressed because of their separation from Krishna. Therefore, upon hearing that Krishna and Balaram would go to Kurukshetra for the time of the solar eclipse,
és amikor hallották, hogy a napfogyatkozás alkalmával Krishna és Balaram elmegy Kurukshetrára,
the residents of Vrindavan also decided that they would go there to get the opportunity to see Krishna, whom they haven't seen for so long.
És Vrindavan lakói is eldöntötték, hogy ők is elmennek Kurukshetrára, hogy találkozzanak Krishnával, mert már nagyon régóta nem találkoztak vele.
So this includes all the gopis who also went. And it also includes Srimati Radharani, who is the foremost of all the gopis who are present. Of course, we know that the residents of Vrindavan don't like to leave Vrindavan. And that's why Radharani is speaking here saying that my home is Vrindavan. There's an expression in English, I don't know if there is in Hungarian, but home is where the heart is. So Radharani and the gopis were And all the residents of Vrindavan were thinking, come home. They didn't like seeing Krishna in royal dress. They didn't like seeing Krishna amongst warriors. They were very unsatisfied because of Krishna's long absence, and even this meeting with them, with him, was causing great pain in their heart. And therefore Radharani was expressing that pain in this verse and many other verses. Please come home.
És Srimati Radharani kifejezi a fájdalmát ebben is a következő versekben, és kéri Krisnát, hogy gyere haza.
Although I believe, as Jiva Goswami explains in Krishna Sandarbha, that when Radharani is saying is that you are Krishna and I am the same Radharani,
Jiva Goswami a Krishna Sandarbha kifejezi, hogy Radharani azt mondja, hogy te ugyanaz a Krishna vagy, és én ugyanaz a Radharani.
She is saying that I am the same Radharani because actually it's Radharani doesn't leave Vrindavan. And she's telling Krishna, although she's come in this expansion, I'm the same Radharani. And I believe it's in the Sandarbha somewhere where Jiva Goswami explains it. Because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Radharani never leaves Vrindavan. It's like when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, it is Vasudev Krishna, it is not Svayam Bhagavan Krishna. In the same way, Radharani, that's why she's telling Lord Jagannath, I'm the same Radharani. But anyways, because home for Radharani is in Vrindavan, home for the gopis is Vrindavan. And therefore, she's saying, come back home. And Lord Chaitanya is being in this mood. He was trying, as the gopis were also feeling, that when they came to Kurukshetra, they were wondering if Krishna's recognizing us. Because when Krishna came to Kurukshetra with Balaram, also many of the other associates of the Lord, Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, Devaki, the Yadus, they were all assembled there in this place, and the gopis were in the background. Does he even remember us? And that is why when Lord Chaitanya was dancing at the Rathyatra festival, sometimes he would go behind the cart and he would go to different places in order to see, well, is Lord Jagannath, notice where I am now?
Táncoltam, elő volt, van akkor hátul volt, és akkor figyelte, hogy az Ujjaganát észreveszi-e, hogy hol vagyok.
And when Lord Chaitanya would go behind the cart or would go off to the side someplace and the cart would stop. It was Krishna reciprocating with Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Srimati Radharani, expressing that, no, I'm not I have not forgotten you, do not worry.
Srimati Rádarányának, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhunak, hogy nem felejtettelek el, és akkor így megállt a szekér.
So this is what's taking place at the Rathi Yatra festival between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. These feelings of separation and the Lord's assurances that he has not forgotten them.
És ez a viszony, ez a viszonzás történik a Rathi Yatra festivalon az Úr Jagannath és az Úr Chaitanya Mahaprabhu között, ez az érzéseknek a viszonzása, és így Sri Jagannath akkor viszonozza, hogy nem felejtettelek el.
Because what actually happened at Kurukshetra is that the gopis were off to the side.
És ez történt Kurukshetrán is, hogy a gopik úgy kicsit távolabb voltak.
And they were looking at Krishna, and they were taking Krishna into their hearts and they were embracing Krishna within their hearts.
És a kicsit távolabb bátrak is azt csinálták, hogy megölelték Krishnát a szívükben.
And others were noticing how Krishna was affected, how he was impacted by these glances of the gopis.
És voltak, akik észrevették, hogy Krishnára milyen hatást gyakorolt a gopiknak a pillantása.
So then Lord Balaram had to arrange for Krishna to separate for some time and go into actually to meet with the gopis.
És az Úr Balaram akkor elrendezett egy helyzetet, hogy akkor Krishna végül ki tudott menni a többiek közül és tudott találkozni a gopikkal.
And Krishna manifested his vibhuti shakti by expanding to embrace each and every one of the gopis in reciprocation of their embracing the Lord in their heart. Because the gopis were embracing Krishna within their hearts and they're thinking just completely internally that it's them embracing Krishna.
És amikor a gopik a belsőben megölelték Krishnát, akkor teljesen átérték ezt az élményt.
But then Krishna expanded to embrace them and they're wondering, is this a dream?
És amikor Krishna kiterjesztette magát ugyanannyi formában, hogy gopi volt, akkor a gopik csodálkoztak, hogy ez most egy álom.
So this, of course, was going on in Kurukshetra.
Ez történt Kurukshetra.
And therefore, the mood of the gopis was that we don't, yes, you have satisfied us in this way, but please come back with us to Vrindavan, our home and your home.
És a gopiknak az volt a hangulata, hogy örültek, hogy Krishna így módon elégedetté tette őket, de szerették volna, hogy Krishna visszamenjen.
It's interesting how Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse in the purport.
Nagyon érdekes, hogy Srila Prabhupada hogyan magyarázza ezt a verset.
He says, only when the mind is free from designations can one desire the association of Krishna.
Azt mondja, hogy az ember csak akkor vágyhat az Istenség legfelsőbb személyisége társaságára, amikor elméje teljesen mentes a különféle megjelenésektől.
Now Prabhupada is expanding on this point in the purport.
És Srila Prabhupada ezt a pontot kifejti a magyarázatban.
There's a verse, oftentimes Prabhupada will quote, Savapada Vinir Namuktam tatparatvena niyamalam hrishikesha hrishikena sevanam bhaktir uchate. That by fully engaging the mind and the senses in the service of Krishna,
amikor teljesen lefoglaljuk az elmét és az érzéket Krishna szolgálatában,
who is Hrishikesh, or the master of the senses,
aki Hrishikesha, az érzékeknek az ura,
that automatically there are two byproducts,
és természetesen ennek mellé terméketén,
which are sava upadis, one becomes freed from all designations. This is one byproduct. And the other product is that the senses become completely controlled. So Prabhupada is saying here, only when the mind is freed from designations can one associate with Krishna.
És Srila Prabhupada írja, hogy amikor az elme teljesen mentes minden megjelöléstől, akkor tud társulni Krishnával.
And he's speaking this in this way because there are spiritual designations and there are material designations.
És azért beszél így, mert vannak lelki megjelölések és vannak anyagi megjelölések is.
Spiritual designations is I am Krishna's servant. Material designations are I am a servant to this, to these external designations. And these external designations, which we all are fully aware of,
a külső megjelölésekről, amiről teljesen tudatosak vagyunk,
are based on the bodily conception of life.
Ez a testi azonosságon alapszanak.
And they're also based on our connection with those things which satisfy the body.
És azon alapszik még azokon a dolgokon, amik elégedettséget okoznak a testnek.
My identification with the body, it really extends to those things which satisfy the body.
Azonosulásom ez a testtel és mindazokkal a dolgokkal, amik elégedettséget okoznak.
Which forces us to think in terms of I and mine, what belongs to me.
És ezek a dolgok arra kényszerítenek bennünket, hogy az én és az enyém fogalmak alapján gondolkozzunk.
But the designations of the spiritual world also exist.
De a lelki világnak a megjelölései szintén léteznek.
And the designations of the spiritual world are based upon one's relationship with Krishna.
És a lelki világ megjelölései a Krishnával való kapcsolaton alapszanak.
And in fact, it is stated that the Swarup Shakti, or the internal potency of the Lord, has three potencies: the Sandini potency, the Samvit potency, and the Hladini potency.
És ennek a belső energiának a Swarup Shaktinak három része van: a Hladini, a Samvit és a Sandini energiák.
And the Samvit potency, the predominating deity of the Samvit potency, which is based upon relationships, is Krishna.
És a Samvit potenciának az uralkodója az Krishna, ami a kapcsolatokat alapítja meg.
The Sandini potency is the feature of Sat or eternality.
És a Samvit potencián
Sandini?
A Sandini potenciának az alapvető elve az örökké valóság.
The chit potency, our knowledge, is related to the samvit potency.
This is a chit potency, a tudás energia a samvit potenciával van kapcsolatban.
And the ananda or bliss is related to the hladini potency.
És az ananda, az öröm energia, az pedig a hladini potenciával van kapcsolatban.
We know the hladini potency is the person, the predominating person of the Ladini potency is Srimati Radharani.
És a Ladini potenciának a személyisége, vagy
And that it is that potency by which the Lord and his devotees taste unlimited forms of bliss.
És ez az az energia, ami által az Úr és a bakták végtelen boldogságot tapasztalnak.
The samvit potency is actually knowledge, or knowledge of one's relationship with Krishna.
És a samvit potencia az a tudás, az a kapcsolatban, hogy milyen kapcsolatunk van Krishnával.
By the influence of the samvit potency,
a samvit potenciának a befolyása által,
Radharani is thinking, Krishna is my lover. Balaram is thinking, Krishna is my brother. Nanda Maharaj is thinking, Krishna is my son. It's based on relationships. But these are purely spiritual relationships.
Ezek teljesen lelki
kapcsolatok. There are designations in those relationships.
Ezek megjelölések.
I'm Krishna's mother. Krishna's my son. I'm Krishna's lover. Krishna's my lover. I'm Krishna's brother. Krishna's my brother. I'm Krishna's friend. Krishna's my friend. These are designations. But these designations have only one object. The only object of these designations is Krishna. They're completely purified designations. And when Krishna becomes the object of one's thinking, feeling, and willing, what happens? One becomes free from all material designations. But it's not that designations go away. These designations are the most satisfying inherent designations of the soul, which Krishna himself relishes. And therefore this samvit potency of which Krishna is the predominating master of that samvit potency. I think it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma. He explains that the samvit potency arranges different, makes different arrangements for Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma írja, hogy a samvit potencia
such as Krishna's playing his flute, and how the gopis respond to the sound of the flute, and their relationship established by the sound of the flute. Krishna's calling cows. When Krishna is calling the cows one by one by name, the cows are coming in response to Krishna's call. And the arrangement of the Rasa Lila also is arranged by the samvit potency of the Lord.
És ugyanúgy a rasza lila keftelés is a samvit potenciál által van elrendezve.
By which the gopis are called to establish their relationship with Krishna.
És a fuvolaszó által a gopik is hívva vannak, és akkor a fuvolaszó megalapítja ezt a kapcsolatot.
In that conjugal affection, madhurya rasa.
És ebben a madhurya rasában a szerelmi kapcsolatban.
So this is the function of the Samvit potency.
Ez a funkciója a Samvit potenciának.
And it is also described by Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura in the Jiva Dharma.
Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura azt is írja a Jiva Dharmában.
I think there was a question that was asked about how do these potencies, the Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini potency, how are they inherent within the Jiva?
Azt is magyarázzák, hogy ezek a potenciák, a Sandini, a Samvit és a Ladini energiák, hogyan kapcsolódnak a Jivához.
And being inherent in the Jiva, how are they manifest when the Jiva is in contact with the Maya Shakti?
És hogy ezek a potenciák, amik a Jivához tartoznak, hogyan reagálnak akkor, amikor a Jiva kapcsolatba kerül a Maya potenciával.
Because when the Jiva is in contact with Maya Shakti, also there are designations.
És amikor a Jiva kapcsolatban van a Maya potenciával, akkor is vannak megjelölések.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains that the Ladini, Samvit, and Sandini potency are manifest in the Jiva.
Ez a Samvit, a Sandini és a Ladini potenciák megnyilvánulnak a Jivában.
He says that they're manifest as the Brahman realization.
Először megnyilvánulnak a Brahman megvalósítás.
Brahma Gyan, which is how the Jiva can, his knowledge can be of Brahma Gyan. And which is the Chit potency. And the Ladini potency is the bliss of Brahman realization. And the Sat potency is the all-pervasive aspect of Brahman. Eternality aspect of Brahman, excuse me. And then how are they distorted when the Jiva is in contact with Maya Shakti? He explains that they're distorted by worldly pleasures, ananda, or Ladini is distorted by worldly pleasures of the material world. The Chit potency or the Samvit potency is distorted by mundane knowledge. Which is based upon relationships of the material with matter. And the Sandini potency, I can't remember. Samvit, Ladini, Sandini. Oh yeah, the Sandini potency he describes. Yes, I remember. The Sandini potency is compared to the 14 planetary systems and all the different types of material bodies that one can be encased in the 14 planetary systems. So this is the distorted manifestation of these potencies in the material world. Now, of course, we know that the living entity inherently can have an eternal relationship with Krishna. And that eternal relationship with Krishna is established in this world. By coming in contact with the holy name of the Lord. That is how the living entity in the material world can establish his connection with Krishna.
Ez a módja annak, hogy az élőlény újra visszaállítja a kapcsolatát Krishnával.
The Lord is so merciful that he manifests himself in his name. Therefore, it is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kali, Kali Nama Rupa, Krishna Avatar, Nama Hoite Haisava, Jagat Nishtara. In the age of Kali, Krishna has very kindly manifested himself in the form of his name. And anyone who associates with Krishna's name, it's as good as associating with Krishna directly. And certainly he's delivered. This is how the connection is established with Krishna in his name. He so kindly made himself available in his name. The fully manifested Lord, Lord is fully manifested in his name, which is filled with all of these potencies. All these potencies are, if all these potencies are manifested coming from Krishna, then all these potencies are coming from the name of Krishna also. So this is how to become free from designations. By association with Krishna in the form of his name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Harinam Chintamani says there's two realities in this material world. The jiva, the living entity, and Krishna's name. These are the two realities in this world. Of course, Krishna very kindly also comes in the form of Achyamurti. But before he appears in the form of Achyamurti, it has to be Pranpratishtha. Whereas when the devotee calls, Krishna, please come. But Krishna is always present in his name. We may not be able to experience his presence, but he so kindly made himself accessible in his name. And all these potencies are manifested in his name. As associating with Krishna's name is as good as associating with Krishna directly. And the Prabhupada said that only one's mind is free from designations can one desire the association of Krishna. The mind must have some occupation. There needs to be objects for one's thinking, for one's feeling, and for one's willing, which are the activities of the mind. And therefore, unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and a desire to serve Krishna, this thinking, feeling, and willing has to be replaced with Krishna. That's all the residents of Vrindavan know. The residents of Vrindavan are not conscious of any other designation. They have no connection to any other designation. All they know is Krishna. There's some this effect of the Samvit potency in the residents of Vrindavan. Is they are situated on the platform of Jnana Sunya Bhakti. What does Sunya mean? Sunya means void. What is Jnana Sunya? They're completely void of knowledge. No knowledge in them. No connection with the mundane knowledge of this world. All they know is Krishna. All Jasoda knows is Krishna's my son. When Uddhava tells Nanda Maharaj, why are you lamenting? Don't you know your son is God? That was a big mistake. How can you say such a thing about my son? God is the absolute truth. Do you know how much my son lies? How can you say such things about my son? God is completely self-satisfied. Do you know how much mischief my son creates when he's not satisfied? They don't know anything. You can't, nothing else. That's all they know. Do you know my son carries my shoes on my head? How can you say he's God? They don't know. Jnana Sunya, they don't know. They don't need to know. Their sambandha, their relationship is Krishna, is my son, my friend, my lover. That is the function of the Samvit potency, of which Krishna is the predominating personality. And therefore Srila Prabhupada is explaining that our thinking has to become connected to Krishna. Now, of course, we cannot artificially come to that stage of knowing our relationship with Krishna. But Krishna is so kind that he fully manifests himself in the Archamurti and in the holy name. And by establishing our relationship both with the holy name and the form of the Lord in this way, Cheto Dapana Majanam Bhava Mahadavagni Navapanam, as Lord Chaitanya has described in his Shastaka prayers, all the dust accumulated for years together becomes completely washed away. Prabhupada ends the purport with one very important sentence.
Srila Prabhupada egy nagyon fontos mondattal zárja a magyarázatát.
Without Krishna, one cannot live.
Krishna nélkül az ember nem élhet.
Just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind.
Éppen úgy, ahogy az nem élhet anélkül sem, hogy elmélyének valamiféle élvezetben lenne része.
Right? Because the living entity by nature is seeking pleasure. Ananda maya
vyasat. Mert az élőlény az természeténél fogva keresi a boldogságot.
The symptom of life is desire.
Az életnek a szimptomája, hogy valaminek vannak vágyai.
How can life, there be life without desire? It's the very symptom of life. You lose desire, you lose life. Of course, the impersonalists, they try to obliterate desire. But they still have desire. They're still kami, still lusty. Krishna bhakta nishkama atayeva shanta bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakaliha shanta. The bhuktis, the muktis and the siddhis, they still have desires, lusty desires, and therefore they can't be peaceful. Therefore we should not try to obliterate desire. Just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind, one cannot live without Krishna. That is the purport to this verse. And Prabhupada is taking that point because of Lord Chaitanya's mood of Srimati Radharani, who was absorbed in Krishna. Lord Chaitanya came to teach this mood of absorption by his example. So that all one's thinking, feeling and willing can all be directly connected to Krishna. Okay, I know I'm supposed to end by 8:30, so we'll stop here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Srila Prabhupada.